Paul Ramel here over at Johnson Memorial Health Services for our Wellness Wednesday program. And join me this morning is Kelly Wente. Kelly is the Lab Manager, Infection Control Coordinator. Thanks for coming on the program, Kelly.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we went on the air here, me and you were talking softball.
We were.
Kelly's the new head coach for the Dawson White Blackjacks.
Yes,
huh?
I am.
Are you excited about that?
I am. I'm really excited. We're looking for a good season.
All right, great. Well, anything in the news lately?
Oh, yes, there is.
Is that what we're going to talk about?
We are. That's what everyone's been talking about is the coronavirus, the COVID-19. So I have, since I am the infection preventionist, I've been at lots of meetings and watching a lot of webinars and been on the Department of Health website and the CDC website, learning about and figuring all about how to take care of COVID-19 and our patients and our residents and everybody, our staff.
Right. Now, COVID-19's that's the medical term for the coronavirus, right?
Yep, it's okay. The coronavirus. COVID-19 is the virus that we're talking about.
Okay.
At a glance, any information that you want to look up, you can find anything that I'm talking to you about on the CDC website. They have a specific page for that. Also on the Department of Health website.
What is the CDC website? What is that?
Oh, let me see. It's the www.cdc.gov. You can go on that, and it just gives you any information that you would like to. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It can tell you anything you want to know about any kind of disease that's that you're looking for.
Okay. No rumors in that website. It's all factual,
that
right?
That should be all factual. Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Should we be concerned around here?
We should just be not necessarily concerned, but just be informed. Like we said, and you've heard on the news, Minnesota, we've tested 82 people for the COVID-19. Two people have been positive in the cities. Hmm. One had been on a cruise. One had traveled to Europe. It's the symptoms are like influenza, like mm-hmm. a lot of you have had.
I've had it.
Yeah, I have had this season. Yep. It's not a comfortable virus to have. Symptoms are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. You can get it 2 to 14 days after exposure. Most of us, healthy individuals, at least 80% of us, can stay home and just rest because there is no treatment for this except just staying home. It's the high-risk population, people greater than 70 years old or have underlying health conditions that are more... have more issues with it.
Okay. The older people
the
like
elderly.
Me.
Yeah.
Yep. Or older.
Yeah.
Okay.
And symptoms, you can transfer it. It's airborne droplets by coughing and sneezing, and the droplets when people sneeze and it drops on the countertop and you touch it and then you touch your face. So the big thing is like what we've been telling everybody is it's, you know, wash your hands. I mean, people, we talk, you know, healthcare, we wash our hands a lot.
Yep.
But it's just the age-old thing is just wash your hands.
Right, right.
That's the best way to prevent illness.
That's right. And that's why people are wearing the masks so much is because sneezing or coughing, you don't want them droplets on other, like, tabletops or other people, right?
Right. But you don't need to wear a mask unless you're ill.
Okay.
So, and that's the thing. People are kind of going a little bit crazy about grabbing those masks and... But you don't need to wear a mask unless you're ill. We don't want to wear a mask unless you're sick. Mm-hmm. Stay home if you're sick. Cover your cough with a tissue or a cough in your arm. Clean your hands. Wash your hands routinely, frequently. And then clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces.
Right. Is it important, like people are listening to our program this morning, like in offices and stuff, or schools, to... maybe have some wipes to wipe stuff down once in a while?
Yep, it's good to just keep washing things down. Yep.
Yeah. I guess what surprises me about this virus is the panic that the media is portraying, or I shouldn't say portraying, but should we be concerned about that? Or like you said, what would you react to that? People seem to be panicking about that. Should we be really highly concerned?
I think we just need to educate ourselves.
Okay.
like I said, go to the CDC or the Department of Health website and just educate yourself. Make sure that you're staying home when you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to the nursing home if you've traveled to one of those sites that have or been on a cruise or things like that, that you know that you could get grandma sick, because those elderly are really more susceptible to getting pneumonia from this virus, and that's what will kill those people. You've seen in Washington that the nursing home, I know everybody that's listening, I'm sure, has seen that, and it's really hard on the elderly. So when we say you need to be quarantined for 2 to 14 days, that really does mean that you need to stay home.
Right.
And if you are sick, call in first to the clinic. Call in and ask. They'll screen you. We've been having meetings the last few weeks and talking about what we need to do, and we're prepared if we do have a patient in our facility or in our area to take care of you. So we're not concerned. We'll take care of you.
Okay.
If we have COVID-19 in our midst.
Right. Yeah, I know you, before we went on the air, you mentioned you've been going to a lot of meetings, meeting with different departments, and so here at Johnson Memorial Health Services, excuse me, you're really preparing for it.
Then. Yeah, we had a meeting on last Friday, and I've talked with Dr. Menzies. He is out of Caris Health Rice. He's our infectious disease provider. I talked to him a few times last week.
Okay.
He is just a great resource for us. We had a meeting again on Tuesday in-house here, and also we met with a county emergency planning team, which includes the emergency management and also Lacaparral
emergency management team.
And with Gloria Tobias. She's, I know, had some calls or meetings with you on the radio, so she's a great resource for us. We'll also have, I have weekly calls with the Department of Health and MHA. We also have a separate one for long-term care. And then we'll have another meeting on Friday. So it's just continuing to keep us updated. There's always updates on the websites of what we need to do and how to clean and disinfect and just how to keep our patients and residents safe and our workforce as well.
Now, the problem with this COVID-19 is that there is no vaccine for it. They haven't developed a vaccine for it yet. That's the issue, right?
Right. Okay. Yep, there is no vaccine and there is no cure. The best way to prevent infection is to avoid being exposed to the virus.
Okay.
You know, we can, influenza has very high numbers of infection. I don't have that in front of me now, but we talked about that at a meeting last week. Millions and millions of people get influenza a year, and many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people die every year, but there is a vaccine for influenza, and many people don't get that.
Okay.
And you may get sick from it, even though you do get the vaccine, but you don't get as sick when you get the influenza. So it isn't too late to get your influenza vaccine, too, to pump up your immunity to that. We are really slowing down with influenza. We had a really big hit with influenza B around Christmas time at our school and in our community. We had some influenza A in February.
Yep.
And we're hoping to get some warmer weather and kind of kill viruses.
That off.
And hopefully that'll be the same with this COVID. Hopefully it's maybe a seasonal thing and then we can just get rid of it.
Right. I actually had a meeting in Seattle, Washington, and yesterday that got canceled
because
they don't want nobody coming to Seattle. So a little disappointed in that. I was looking forward
to
it.
Get out of here for a while.
That's right. So that's been canceled. So I got to stay home and work.
Yeah.
Kelly, tell our listeners a little bit about some of your other job descriptions that you do here at Johnson Memorial Health Services.
Yeah, well, I am the lab manager. I've been here at Johnson Memorial for 21 years.
Wow.
So that seems...
That goes fast.
Yes, it does go really fast. I've been the lab manager for 18 of those years. I have a staff of 4 in the lab, and I have a staff of probably 200 if I count my being the infection control coordinator.
Oh, wow.
Everybody in the facility works for me, being infection control and washing their hands and making sure people are on the right antibiotics and just having quality care for everyone that is here, our residents and our patients, and just doing right by them and making sure that we have the best quality for our patients. Okay.
Now, is the infection control coordinator, is that fairly new?
We've had this department for several years, but okay. In the last few years, I've probably been in this position about 4 years. Quality has really been more of a key thing in okay. the last few years, so yep. they've really stepped up quality okay. infection control and things like that, so we really stepped up this department, and there's a lot of quality things that we have to report to the state and to the mm-hmm. National Health Safety Network and yep. things like that we have to do, so it's a lot bigger than it's ever used to be, so there's always more paperwork, yep. people sitting behind the desk making us report more quality things, and okay. hospitals are paid on quality and yep. things like that. That's moving towards that, so there's a lot more things that
a lot to do.
We have to do.
All right, you're doing a great job, Kelly.
Oh, thank you.
keeping everybody informed and safe, so
yes.
and healthy,
yeah.
I should say.
Thank you.
So when we end here in a little bit, what are some, again, key things that you would like our listeners to know about this COVID-19 virus? How to prevent... go ahead.
Yeah, I think just make sure if you were not feeling well after... going on a trip or traveling to either the West Coast or on a cruise ship or any traveling to those countries that yep. Have been on that high priority list. And if you have a fever, cough, or shortness of breath and you want to see your provider, make sure you call first.
Okay.
And then we can make that recommendation. We'll call the Department of Health to see if you need to be tested. Stay home. Make sure that you're... stay home when you're sick, cover your cough, clean and disinfect things often.
Okay.
Most of us can stay home. And if you're not yep. feeling well, just call your provider first and we'll take care of you.
Okay, and wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Don't
yes.
touch your face.
Everyone, wash your hands and don't touch your face. We can keep that.
That is so hard anything. To do, though, to touch your face. I touch
yes.
my face a lot.
I do, too.
It's funny, I'm not sicker than I usually am, but...
Yeah, I watched a video of someone giving that exact information, don't touch your face, and then she went and licked yeah. her finger and changed a piece of paper, and I just had to laugh out loud.
I know, I saw that one, too. So don't touch your face if you can.
And wash your hands.
Wash your
hands. That'll prevent many, many illnesses.
Right, that's just not for this. That's for
yes.
good hygiene, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, thanks, Kelly, for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, that's Kelly Wente, the Lab Manager Infection Control Coordinator here at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday program. Thanks for listening.